all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Do not behave itself unseemly, seeking not her own. Is not easily provoked, neither not angry. Thinketh not angry. Amen. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. And 8 says, charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Amen. Now, saints, I want to...
The recording has started.
God's unfailing love. Amen. Now, 1 Corinthians 13, this is one of the most beloved chapters in the Bible, and it has been quoted in weddings, it is known and quoted by many people, and many sermons have been written about it, amen? Now, I want you to see this. The word charity here, found in 1 Corinthians 13 in the King James Version, means love, amen? So that word charity means love. In this great love chapter, charity, while the modern translations bring it more accurately, as love, amen? But here, in these 8 verses, I want to explain love, amen? Now, the first 3 verses, when you look at this, it says that without love, it says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Amen. And though I bestow my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Amen. Now, the next 4 verses is telling us what love is. Amen. It says, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself and is not puffed up. Doeth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, think no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth. Amen. And 7 says, it says, beareth all things, hopes all things, endureth all things. This is what love is. Amen. Now, I want to read verse 8 because this is the verse here. Because this verse here, verse 8, starts off this way. It says this. This is what love can't do. Amen? This is what love can't do. And it starts off this way. It says, charity never faileth. It means that God can never fail. Amen? Again, when you look at that word charity, it means love. God's love can never fail. Continue to read that. It says, but whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Amen. Now, all this goes back to the Corinthian church. When you read about the Corinthian church was filled with spiritual gifts. The gifts of tongue, Paul here is reminding them, even the gift of tongue is meaningless without love. Amen. Paul was saying that without love, a person may speak with the gift of tongues, but it is meaningless as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. It is nothing but noise. Amen? Nothing but noise. Now, the spiritual gifts were present in the Corinthian church. Amen? The spiritual gifts were present in the Corinthian church. The right doctrine was laid. The right doctrine was there. Amen? The right doctrine, they had all the spiritual gifts, but yet they missed one of the crucial things, and that is love, amen? It is love that they were missing, amen? Let me get back to my point here. It says, Corinthian church was filled with spiritual gifts, the gifts of tongues. Paul reminded them that even the gift of tongue is meaningless without love. Paul is saying without love, a person may speak with the gift of tongues, but it is meaningless as a sounding brass or tingling cymbal. It is nothing but empty noise is what Paul was sharing with them. The right doctrine was in place in the Corinthian church, but love was absent. This here led to the quarrels and the exhibition of selfishness and pride that plagued the church of the Corinthians. Amen. Notably in the area of spiritual gifts. Amen. But saints, we as believers should always pursue the greatest thing of all, and that is love. Love is God. Amen. That's what we need to be pursuing each and every day. Amen. The love of our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, and how to love as our Heavenly Father. We know that our Heavenly Father loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son for our lives. Amen. Love should be pursued every day. In Psalms 1, it's 119 and 10, where it says, with my whole heart I sought you, Lord. With my whole heart. His love helps us, shows us how to love each other. Amen? God's love that He showed unto man shows us how we are to love one another. Amen? In Matthew 22, 34 and 40, if you would turn there with me, please. Matthew 22, 34 through 40. And I just want you to listen to the response that Jesus gave to the Sadducees and the Pharisees, amen. In Matthew 22, 34, and 40. Listen to how Jesus responded to this. And it says, but when the Pharisees had heard that He had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked Him a question, tempting Him and saying, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Amen. Which is the greatest command of in the law? Amen. Jesus said unto them, though thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thine soul, and with all thine mind, this is the first and the great commandment. 39 says this, it says, and the second is likened unto, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophet, amen? On these two commandments, amen? On these two hang all the laws of the prophets. They are like the first and the last link of a chain, amen? All the intimate ones depend on them. The true relationship with God, the true religion begins and ends in God and His love for man, amen? These two is to love God first and to love our neighbors, amen? This is what Father God is showing us today. We have to love Him, but we don't know how to love unless we know who He is and what His love is. He is love, so we have to continue to build a relationship with Father God, amen? This is not the first time that Father God has spoken this to His children either, amen? This is not the first time, because in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 6 and 5, it says almost the same thing. It says this. It says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thine soul and with all thine might. Amen. That's Deuteronomy 6 and 5. Amen. And when you look at, I'm going to give you a couple more scriptures in Leviticus 19 and 18. It says this. It says, thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thine people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. Amen. So Father God is showing us what we're supposed to do, what His love means to us, what His love doesn't mean to us. Amen. Because many times people will tell you what love is, and the love that the world has to show is not the love of God. Amen. Now, it is God's first and our fellow man and our neighbors, the only way for this is through his love. Amen. It is God first and our fellow man or neighbor, and that's only through Christ Jesus. Amen. You only know learn how to love someone if you know the love of God. Amen. See, the world has been tricking us thinking that what love is. Love is this and love is that. But love is not that. If you don't know God, then you don't know what true love is. Amen. When you look at the commandments God has given us, listen to this. When you look at the Ten Commandments that God has given us, the first four commandments deal with our relationship with Father God. Clear and simple. The first four commandments deal with our relationship with Father God. And the last six commandments expound on our relationship with our fellow brothers and sisters. Amen. So the first four are about God and our love for him, and the last six are about how we are to love one another. Amen. And we can't do this without the love of God. We can't. We can't do this without God's love. Amen. And we all need, we are all in need of God's love. Amen. We are all in need of God's love. Now, the world's definition of love is this. Love, in the dictionary, says an intense feeling of deep affection. See, if you understand this, a feeling doesn't last that long, amen? It's an intense feeling of deep affection, a great interest of pleasure in something, amen? This is what the world's love is. This is what the Webster Dictionary says that love is. But that doesn't last, amen? What we are truly looking for comes from just one source, and that's our Heavenly Father, amen? To know pure love is to know the only God, amen? Paul reminds us about the strength and the power of God's love, and he makes the case that while he or while we can never love as fully as God, we can learn to love more like him, amen? The world cannot show us what true love is. The world cannot show us what pure love is. That only comes from Father God and his Son, Jesus Christ, amen? Paul is describing the deep, abiding love God has for his children, amen? The love that God has for his children is an unending, unbreakable love. Paul's word reflects back to the Old Testament in Jeremiah 31:3 when it says this. It says this, it says, the Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with a loving kindness have I drawn thee. God has an everlasting love. Amen? See, what we're talking about here today, saints, is we're talking about the natural and the spiritual terms of love. Amen? But God's love is everlasting. Amen? Father God's everlasting is that which endures forever, that which has no beginning and will have no end. In which sense, it is applicable to God only. Amen? God's love cannot be generically made by man. Amen? God's love is his love. Amen? God is the only one that can show us what true love is. Amen? In Psalms 136:26, it says this. It says, oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Now, that's the King James Version, amen? It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, or unto God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen? But when you look at other translations in the NIV, it says this. It says, give thanks to the God of heaven, his love endureth forever. Amen? See, God does not stop loving you because you did something wrong. Amen? There's no condition to God's love. God is an unconditional God when it comes to love. Amen? Paul also makes this observation with God's love for us in this, when he says this in Romans 8:38-39. Just to show you God's love, amen? Romans 8:38-39 says this, it says, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principality, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to children, amen. There is no condition to God's love for his children, amen. Paul is telling those in Christ to reach for a love for each other. He's explaining to us how we are supposed to love one another, amen. God has shown his love for us. He shows us to love one another in the way that he loves us. God is showing us, saints, the love that he has for us and the love that we are to exemplify to one another. Amen. But we're unable to create this on our own. Amen. God's love has no limits. However, human love does. Amen. Human love has a limit on it because there are conditions and flaws that our love saves. Amen. Man's love is flawed. Amen. Man's love saves, amen. Man's love has conditions, amen. The closest we can come to God's love is agape love, amen, which is defined as a selfless devotion to the good of others. And again, this is not something we can sustain, but must rely on God for it, amen. He will shape our hearts to love this way, and he will renew the desire when it starts to falter, amen. Our love only lasts for so long, amen. But God's love is everlasting, amen. God's love. Love can be explained as waiting for or wanting the best for someone. That's exactly what God intends to do for his children, amen. That's what a love is. That's what God's love is. God's love is explained in a way to where he wants the best for his children, amen. We don't have to work for his affection. We don't have to set ourselves straight before God. God can pour out his love over all of us. Amen. God's love is this. God absolutely loves us. It's hard to get our mind around it, but it's true. Amen. Sometimes we think that we've done things that God is going to stop loving us or God is not hearing us. God's love is everlasting, saints. His love is ever ending, amen. This is where our faith journey starts, amen. Understanding that God loves us. If we do not have an assurance of God's love, our faith journey will not last long, amen. You cannot think that God stops loving you. He never stops loving you. No matter what mistakes you make, if you repent of the things that you've done, God continues to love you. God does not throw you to the side because you do something wrong, amen. Man may do that because, again, man's love fades and man's love is flawed and man's love has conditions, amen. His word helps to strengthen our faith in his love, amen. His word helps to strengthen our faith in his love, amen. There is no force more powerful than the love our Heavenly Father has for us. Amen? None. No force powerful than the love that God has for his children. Amen? His love can move mountains. Amen? Stop warring seas. Heal the brokenhearted. Transform life. Set those captives free. Amen? Is what God's love can do for us. Amen? So great is his love for you and I that he sent his only begotten son to die that we might have life through him. Amen. He doesn't just show his love when we succeed. He is a loving father who will always love his children no matter what. Amen. Always love his children no matter what. So let us receive the depth of his love. Amen. Mm-hmm. Allow his love to transform us and lead us to an abundant life he has always long to give his children, amen? We have to let God's love have its way in our life, amen? God has a love for each and every one of us, and it's a love sometimes that we have a hard time, wrapping our mind around. Lord, why do you love me so much? Why did you give your son for me, Lord? Because he loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. Amen. I want to close with these few scriptures. Amen. I want to close with Jude 1:21. Amen. And Jude 1:21 says this. It says, keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Amen. And 1 John 4:9 and 10 tells us this. 1 John 4:9 and 10 tells us this. It says, in this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that he sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Amen? He sent his Son for us. But friends, let me just share this with you too. We had an opportunity on yesterday to show God, or to see God's love firsthand, amen. An unexpected blessing came to us on yesterday, and it just goes to show you that God's word is going forth. God's word is being received, because the blessing that we received yesterday came in the form of a beautiful woman who went out of her way, who sacrificed to come to us, to bless us. Amen? And this is what I'm saying when I say the love of God, because many would have said, it's too cold outside. It's wet. It's icy. It's snowy. But God's love in those that love him deeply will continue to push on. We are to love our neighbors, amen, but God sent an angel on yesterday to bless us, amen, to bless us, amen. But I say that to say this, because in 1 John 3:1 it says this. It says, why does God love us so much that he sent his only begotten Son? Why does God love us so much that he sent people to help us? But 1 John 3:1 says, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we shall be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth him not, because it knoweth him not. Amen? That word there, behold, means this. It means to fix the eye upon, to see it with attention, to observe with care. Amen? God's love for us, it's everlasting. It's ever ending. It's never ending. Amen? So, this last scripture here, 1 John 4:7 and 8. Amen? 1 John 4:7 and 8. And it says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And 8 tells us this. It says, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Saints, that's what Father God has placed in my heart to share with you on tonight, because as for me, I have to be first partaker of what God has given me. Amen? Because again, it's not what I want to say to you, it's what he has to share with all of us. Amen? God is revealing his love and his everything to us. God wants us to know that his everlasting love is for us. He has not forsaken us. He has not forgotten us. His love is still there for us. Amen? So with that, I want to turn it back over to the hands of our pastor.